Polling support for migration crashes amid Biden's invasion. By Neil Monroe on August 21, 2022. Many more Americans are rejecting the nation of immigrants narrative amid the huge damage from President Joe Biden's cheap labor migration policy, according to Ipsos polling data. Opposition to a border wall has dropped sharply from 65% in 2018 to 42% in 2022, says the Ipsos poll announced on August 18, which also showed that 54% of Americans view Biden's easy migration policy as like an invasion. Public support for the much-touted DACA amnesty for former child migrants has dropped from 65% in 2018 to just 51% in 2022, according to the poll. Just 26% of people strongly endorse the 1950s nation of immigrants narrative, down from 40% in 2018, the poll shows. Overall, strongly and somewhat support for the claim that immigrants are an important part of our American identity has plunged from 75% to just 56% in 4 years, as Biden's deputies smuggle roughly 3 million low-wage migrants into Americans' workplaces, schools, and neighborhoods. Nonetheless, the large decline in support for migration has not been crystallized into a matching gain for pro-American migration policies. That gain could happen if GOP politicians, perhaps former President Donald Trump, stare down their big money donors and begin to offer a coherent and consistent pocketbook pitch for lower migration, higher wages, and lower rents. Under Biden, what you see is a shift in the whole spectrum of opinion on immigration, said Mark Krikorian, the director of the Center for Immigration Studies. Some people who were moderately against immigration are now more intensely opposed. Some people who were on the fence are now opposed. And people who were strongly supportive may be now a little more ambivalent. So, the kind of irresponsible immigration policies the administration is pursuing shifts the entire spectrum of opinion in the public towards more skepticism about immigration. Ipsos polling echoes the shift described by other pollsters. In July, a 35% plurality in a YouGov poll said immigration makes the United States worse off, while 31% said immigration makes the U.S. better off. In a YouGov poll from September 2019, the worse-off number was just 19%, and the better-off number was 43%. That adds up to a 28-point shift in public opinion in 3 years. In August, Gallup reported that the share of Americans who want less migration rose from 28% in May 2020 to 38% in July 2022. The share who want more migration dropped from 34% to 27%. An August 13 to 16 poll of 1,500 citizens by YouGov showed that 36% of Americans see legal immigration as a problem, while 53% say it is not a problem. 32% of independents and 44% of Trump's 2020 voters see it as a problem, the poll said. The poll also showed that 61% of Americans see illegal immigration as a problem, but 39% of Democrats did not see it as a problem. Politicians and writers have long predicted a shift against migration if the federal government fails to keep control of the borders, Krikorian said. There should be no surprise about these results. We've had warnings about this 30 years ago when Barbara Jordan said that if immigration laws were not enforced, then support for immigration as such would decline. In fact, the warning is even older than that. Father, Ted Hesburgh, who was head of an earlier immigration commission and released his report in 1979, said that if immigration wasn't controlled, and wasn't seen by the public to be controlled, then support for even illegal immigration would decline, and that's what we're seeing. If your goal is to bolster the current legal immigration, you should be alarmed at what this administration is doing because it is laying the groundwork for serious, popular, restrictions on immigration, Krikorian said, adding. Warning the Biden administration about this goes against my interests because I want a reduction in immigration. I'd like to have them as part of recent public debate, but we might end up getting them just as a backlash against the anti-border crowd's overreach. The opinion shift is likely larger than admitted by the donors, politicians, or especially the pollsters who face strong pressure from business clients to not reveal pro-American views. For example, Ipsos posted a note on August 19, which ignored Biden's policy and economics, and instead blamed public attitudes for public attitudes. As the midterms approach, the misinformation and the heated political rhetoric surrounding immigration seem to be resonating with the public. But why is that? How did we get here? In short, populism and the persistent feeling many Americans have that the system is broken are creating the political ingredients that drive some of this sentiment. Immigration is a culture war topic that brings out some of our most divisive rhetoric and tendencies. Populism and nativism are the cultural currents framing this topic in this moment. This is not new in American politics. Americans deal with tremendous pressure from the establishment, including the TV networks, to ignore or welcome the inflow of replacement workers, consumers, and renters. For example, the Ipsos poll showed that only 48% of all respondents and 38% of Democrats understood that the number of migrant apprehensions at the southern border was higher in 2021 than ever before. But many polls show that Americans will admit greater opposition to migration if the pollsters use a proxy issue to gauge their views. An April 2021 survey by a pro-migration business group asked 2,200 Americans about the coronavirus and migration, saying, "Based on what you know, do you think immigrants help or hurt the United States' long-term economic recovery to COVID-19? Just 23% said immigrants help, while 40% said they hurt. GOP respondents split 8% for help, and 68% for hurt. That adds up to 8-1 GOP opposition to migration. In contrast, Democrats favored migration, splitting 38% help and 20% hurt. Similarly, in August, YouGov also asked Americans if they want a pause in migration. That question lets Americans answer without committing to final opposition against the establishment narrative. YouGov's July poll shows 42% support for a pause, up from 37% in June 2020. Also, poll questions that remind respondents about pocketbook issues tend to show more opposition than questions about the establishment's nation of immigrants narrative. So YouGov's August question, "When jobs are scarce, employers should prioritize hiring people of this country over immigrants," shows a 48% agreement. That is 6 points above the pause number. Also, political leaders can break through the establishment's nation of immigrants narrative to win elections. In 2016, Trump spoke out for American solidarity, and many subsequent polls showed a sudden rise in the public's willingness to speak out in favor of themselves and their fellow citizens. Breitbart News reported on an Ipsos poll from September 2016. Trump's promise to start immediately deporting illegals who have committed crimes gets 75% strong and somewhat support, and only 7% strong opposition. That's 10-1 support. 62% support and 13% strongly oppose detaining or immediately deporting all people who enter the U.S. illegally. 67% of respondents support, and only 9% strongly oppose, the implementation of current laws that levy fines on employers who hired illegals instead of Americans. Those laws were largely ignored by President Barack Obama and President George W. Bush. The polls show that only 12% strongly opposed plans to change the legal immigration system to limit legal immigration. Four times as many, or 57%, back reductions in legal immigration, while 13% did not take a position. Nearly all GOP and Democratic politicians are under tremendous donor pressure to stay silent about the pocketbook damage of migration, or the cost of lives and economic chaos. Many Democrats seem confident that GOP candidates will remain mute on migration in elections, despite the political opportunity. There is good evidence for the Democrats' confidence. Extraction migration. It is easier for government officials to grow the economy by immigration than to grow exports, productivity, or the birth rate. So the government deliberately extracts millions of migrants from poor countries and uses them as workers, renters, and consumers. This extraction migration policy skews the national economy. It shifts vast wealth from ordinary people to investors, billionaires, and Wall Street. It makes it difficult for ordinary Americans to advance in their careers, get married, raise families, or buy homes. Extraction migration slows innovation and shrinks Americans' productivity, partly because it allows employers to boost stock prices by using stoop labor and disposable workers instead of productivity-boosting technology. This migration policy also reduces exports by minimizing shareholder pressure on U.S. companies to build up beneficial and complementary trade with people in poor countries. Migration undermines employees' workplace rights, and it widens the regional wealth gaps between the Democrats' big coastal states and the Republicans' heartland and southern states. An economy fueled by extraction migration also drains Americans' political clout over elites, alienates young people, and radicalizes Americans' democratic civic culture because it allows wealthy elites to ignore despairing Americans at the bottom of society. This economic strategy is enthusiastically pushed by progressives who wish to transform the U.S. from a society governed by European-origin civic culture into a progressive-directed empire of competitive, resentful identity groups. We're trying to become the first multiracial, multi-ethnic superpower in the world, Representative Rohit Khanna, DCA, told the New York Times in March 2022. It will be an extraordinary achievement, we will ultimately triumph, he boasted. But the progressives' colonialism-like economic strategy kills many migrants. It exploits the poverty of migrants and splits foreign families as it extracts human resources from poor home countries to serve wealthy U.S. investors. Progressives hide this extraction migration economic policy behind a wide variety of noble-sounding explanations and theatrical border security programs. Progressives claim that the U.S. is a nation of immigrants, that migration helps migrants, and that the state must renew itself by replacing populations. Similarly, establishment Republicans, media businesses, and major GOP donors hide the skew towards investors by ignoring the pocketbook impact and by touting border chaos, welfare spending, migrant crime, and drug smuggling. Many polls show the public wants to welcome some immigration. But the polls also show deep and broad public opposition to labor migration and the inflow of temporary contract workers into jobs needed by young U.S. graduates. This third rail opposition is growing, anti-establishment, multiracial, cross-sex, non-racist, class-based, bipartisan, rational, persistent, and recognizes the solidarity that American citizens owe to one another.